The Hub on iRadio.
Let's go.
Hello there. My name is Dave Duke. This is The Hub, and this is what we have coming up tonight. Of course, calls to Paddy Tuesday. If you're not familiar with it now, well, I'm looking for my buddy Paddy, and I can't find him. This week, it is Wales, because I'm working towards home. Last week it was Scotland. He's getting closer. Maybe he's getting the boat, the ferry over. Let's see if we find him in Wales tonight. Also, Mr. Paddy Cornflakes, the Hub reporter. We have tracked him down. We're going to give him a call all in the next 5 minutes. But first, let's have some Kendrick Lamar Humble on the Hub on iRadio. What if there is a food driving checkpoint? Is this what Danny Healy-Ray is hinting at? Oh, shite. Checkpoint. Have they brought in that new law yet? I'll tell him I only had a couple of chips. Might get away with it. How are you, guard?
License. Have you, been eating tonight at all?
Well, I had a couple of chips.
All right, so, blow into this, please.
Blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing. What? Keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing.
Stop.
Well, no. Says here you've had more than a few chips, a couple of burgers showing up here. Did you have any salad on the burger?
No, I didn't have a burger.
Well, it says here that you had salad, you had tomatoes, you had scallions. Who the hell put scallions on a burger anyways?
Right.
I'm arresting you under Section 24 of the 1975 172 Act that was implemented by Danny Healy-Ray.
For f***'s sake. Is that what we're going to be expecting? Who knows? 087-1102-107. Snapchat at This Is iRadio. Get in touch. What's Enda Kenny going to do next? They've got rid of you for the past 8 months or so. And now you're back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Benton!
Number one. Tell your parents about your plans. Now, I'm not talking about telling them every single detail. I know you're an independent college goer who needs no parent, but you're under their roof now, so you have to play ball. You don't need permission to head off and not come home until 7 a.m, but be a little bit considerate. Tell them you don't plan to be back. Your parents may be at least somewhat planning their days around you. And if they cook you dinner and you're not home for it, your head's going to be wrecked. So just tell them.
Will you be home for dinner?
No.
But dinner, David.
Look, I've eaten.
But dinner, David. But dinner, David. But dinner, David.
Number two. Be a considerate roommate. Yes, this is tricky, but let's try and strike a balance. Don't arrive back like a lord and take over the house.
I have arrived from Trinity. Bow to me, you peasants. I am cultured now.
They have grown accustomed to having less noise or less commotion in the household, and essentially you're a spawned housemate back to scrounge off them for around 3 months. Maybe don't offer your house as the after-party venue.
Jesus Christ, David! Who are these people?
Number three, do what you want when you're out, but when you're home, respect your parents' house rules.
I've already seen the results of 13 Reasons Why on social media, Nisha. The 13 Reasons Why game, if you comment your name, and they will say no tape or tape. And it's suicide is being glamorized in 13 Reasons Why, and I'm meant to sit on the fence on this, but I can't. Suicide is not glamorous. It does not have a soundtrack. It has no production, but it has very real consequences when it comes down to it.
Mm. I had seen memes and stuff about it.
For last resort, is there any scientific proof about Granny lighting the blessed candle?
Yes.
Yes?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
How many would you recommend that she light?
Not so much as it is a fire hazard.
You know, Claire, I had a great idea for anyone that maybe isn't feeling totally confident about the Leaving Cert is an app where the grannies can sign up and someone else goes and lights the blessed candles for them.
Ah, I like it. Yeah.
There you go.
The thing is, you're going to have to try and get the grannies to have app.
That's true. Or else, you know, send someone round. Hey, do you want a blessed candle lit in such and such a church? You know, door to door sales.
Straight to Dragon's Den with you. Sounds foolproof.
Absolutely, Claire. I'm just, you know, I'm giving away that idea for free. It's very. I don't have a patent on it. It's okay if you're stressing about exams. Go be an entrepreneur.
Sounds good.
Claire O'Dowd from spunout.ie. Thank you so much.
Hello, insurance.
Hello, I'd like to get a quote off you.
Car, boat, quad or European swallow insurance?
Car, please.
Okay, I need your name, full address, date of birth, previous partner details, a blood sample, star sign, the square root of pi, a three-page essay analysis on the Killamocky.
Hold up 1 minute.
Do not use that language with me, sir.
I didn't curse.
Well, you did, but anywho.
I've emailed you all those details and I've posted you the blood sample already.
What kind of car?
Micra.
What did you say?
A Micra.
He's insuring a Micra. He's insuring a Micra. Excuse me about that, sir. I'll just look at the details here now. the price for a Micra at your age and your star sign and your blood sample and your previous partner's history would be coming in at €8,500.
What? €8,500 for a Micra?
Yeah, you heard me. €8,500, and there's not a f***ing thing you can do about it.
Kalani, Good Life on the Hub on iRadio. People are sending me videos of their fidget spinner tricks on WhatsApp 087-1102-107. I'm quite impressed. Wes can balance this fidget spinner on his toes. You know what? I just came to a point of obsession over the weekend. Why do these exist? So I found out. It's all in the way in the next 20 minutes. But as you may have heard, I'm joined by Michaela O'Shaughnessy. She is a lady from Oranmore in Galway. She ended up in New York and now she works for Teen Vogue. Michaela, I'm interested to know a typical day at Teen Vogue. Well, that's if there is a typical day at Teen Vogue.
There isn't. The nice thing about it, I would say, is that
the Daily Reflective Object, also known as the Daily Mirror, warns you about the hidden extreme dangers of fidget spinners. One kid threw his in the air. It came down and hit him in the eye. He could have been blinded, shouted his mother. Personally, I think we also need to do an article of the dangers of concrete blocks, about how throwing them up in the air and not catching them may knock you the f*** out. Fidget spinners and fidget cubes occupy every single spot on Amazon's top. I had to go to a birthday party when I was 19. I'm 25 now. The person whose birthday it was invited me, personally. I didn't really like her. I went for the crack because all my other friends were going. I went there with a marker in my bag. Why? It's because I didn't want to pay a whole load of money for a person I didn't like. So when I got there, I took the marker out of my bag, found a present with no card or tag on it. I wrote my name on the wrapping paper, and the rest is history. P.S. I actually know her now and she's my best friend and I feel really bad. Please forgive me. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Forgiveness granted, my child. That is absolutely genius. So the next person you see with a marker at the 21st or an 18th, you know what they're doing. They're writing their name on your present. Music still to come from Shawn Mendes, Avicii, Waiting for Love, Disciple. Paddy Cornflakes, the Hub reporter, he called me and he says, hey Dave, there's a big event happening in Dublin. I'm going to head up to it. I says, right Paddy, do what you have to do. You're a clueless fecker, but maybe it's of some value. Paddy, hello.
Hello, David.
Paddy, what the hell is going on?
I'm here in Dáil Éireann, where an emergency press conference has been called by Tim O'Toolbox, the Minister for Good Weather and Farmers Tan. And it's about to start, Dave. It's about to start.
Okay, Paddy, I have a live feed here. Emergency announcement from the Minister for Good Weather and Farmers Tan.
Okay, guys, thank you for attending this emergency press conference. It has been brought to our attention by Met Éireann and local pessimists that tomorrow, the 11th of May, will be a damp day. Due to this new information, we regrettably announce today, the 10th of May 2017, as the last day of Ireland's summer for 2017.
It's true. The Hub and I Radio regrettably announces the death of the Irish summer. From May 2017 to May 2017. It's raining in Cavan, Leitrim, Longford, Westmeath, Galway, Mayo. Paddy Cornflakes was right. The summer is over. Sure, it was a great try and spell anyways. Hey, look, we'll get more good weather again. I hope it's not raining where you are. But if it is, and if you are driving, please take care because the roads get very, very slippy after a dry spell and then rain. It becomes very, very greasy. So slow down, take it easy. Music on the way from Years and Years and Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to have to ring Paddy Cornflakes back and tell him his job is safe. And I tried so hard to get rid of him. Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Dave. What can I do for you?
Do you think I should wear these jeans? I've only worn them 3 days.
No way. They are very dirty.
There's definitely another week left in these jeans. I'm going to wear them out.
Do not dare.
You know what you can do, Alexa? You can piss off. There is only a little bit of dirt on these, and it doesn't matter. Right, Alexa, I'm away. Good luck.
Get back here, you little sh**.
I don't think Amazon Echo is ready for the Irish market yet. I want to wear these jeans for another 3 days at least. Snake out. Less foreplay, more action. My brother stole my pen. I had spent €30 on it. He's a snake. What kind of pen was cost €30? Was it a magic pen? Anyways, your brother's a snake. Greta, you're a snake. You were supposed to go on holidays with me, but you chose to go on holiday with your new fella. Didn't say anything. You're not even boyfriend or girlfriend. Ooh, sassy. Snake, 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 snake. Greta, you're a snake. Egan, you are saying a lot of stuff around Tipperary that you shouldn't be. You're a pure snake. I never forgot that question. And it puzzled me for days in and days out. You know, will I ever have the situation where something like this does happen? And unfortunately, last night, it did. And I sat in this studio until 1:30 in the morning talking to you and basically running you through the details until it was confirmed. Last night, the official GM police Twitter said that 19 people had been killed at the Manchester Concert Arena. Obviously, that figure rose to 22 this morning. And I was in this office until 3:45 last night, just trying to process. The last 22 hours, basically, I have done absolutely nothing today at work. And I mean absolutely nothing. Just 30 minutes ago, I went away and got food because I just can't stop thinking about it. And I don't think it would be right to come on this show tonight and be like, hey, how's it going? Everything is great. You know, the world isn't... Let's just forget about 22 people killed at a concert, an Ariana Grande concert. Like I'm sure me and you will be going to music festivals over this summer. Some of you will be going to Guns N' Roses this weekend. And to think that you won't get back out of going to a concert is just, it's heartbreaking. And the fear that it puts inside you, thinking that you're going to see one of your maybe favourite artists in the world and some absolute nut job is going to basically make sure you don't get home that night.